Hey, what's going on, everybody? You are tuned in to the Long Island Gaming League podcast. It's been a while since we jumped on. We got a couple of people on with us, and we're also doing this via video, so now you get to kind of see the people behind the scenes, and we're going to have some fun, so I'm just going to introduce myself and allow everybody else to introduce themselves. My name is Dennis from the Long Island Gaming League, and yeah, that's pretty much it. Passing the mic over to you guys.
What's going on, everybody? This is Bruno. How's everybody going? It's been what, 2-3 weeks since we did a couple podcasts. We haven't forgot about you. We know you're out there. Just trying to get back into stuff. We got some interesting stuff to talk about. Probably everybody's talking about it right now, but we can get a little bit more into depth with it. But Ether, what's going on?
What's up, guys? Ether here. Competitive gamer for Ally Gaming League. And yeah, like you said, we got a lot to talk about, lots of things I'm excited about. And yeah, I'm glad to be back on the podcast. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, man. It's a pleasure. It's so much fun to actually, when we get into it, it's just getting to it. It's the problem. But when we get into it, it's definitely a lot of fun to, you know, chop it up. So what are we going to talk about first?
100%. Well, I would want to ask you guys, after, you know, seeing what you saw overall, how did you feel about the event overall? Did you feel like it was impactful? Was it a solid event? Was it lacking to you? What did you guys think?
One word, goosebumps.
One word. Hold on. Two words.
Okay, goosebumps. We could put it together.
I got two, literally. Two words.
What do you got?
Didn't see it.
Oh, hey.
Okay, hold on.
Rewind. So,
Dennis, you what PlayStation consoles have you owned, first off?
Oh, man, I've only owned... No, actually, let me... I owned a Nintendo 64 when it had that weird-looking claw, you know, type... yeah, you like how I did that, right?
Yeah, the controller. With the 4 points.
Yeah, so I had that. And then after that, yeah, I got Xbox... I had Xbox when it looked like a straight brick. It was black with the green thing, the emblem on top. You can jump on it, and it didn't break. And Xbox since then has been the that's been my claim to fame. So I'm all Xboxed out.
Okay.
I didn't see your reveal. All right.
All right.
Wow.
So let me prefix this by saying that I'm not a Sony fanboy, but I'm a Sony fan, and the difference between Sony fan and fanboy is someone that, you know, when they do mess up, they don't just turn a blind eye and right. You know, a fan will see the flaws and see the things. What I thought about the overall event, I think the event was really solid, and there's a lot of great points in the presentation that were hype. Some of the other games were like, didn't know exactly what to think, but overall, I think it was a pretty solid presentation overall.
Yes.
And I would say that there's a lot of great games that I'm looking forward to. And I mean, should we just start talking about the games, or should we talk about the way the console looks first?
Oh, we can talk about that, because I got something to say about that. I know you guys got jokes on it.
Okay. So, what do we think about PlayStation 5, the hardware design of PlayStation 5?
I like it. It's different. I mean, if you look at how I have it here to the old one, but if you look at the way the PlayStations have been now, it's very simple, very, very rectangle, very square. Maybe the first PlayStation was a little different with the round cover for the CDs. After that, everything was just plain, and not just them. I mean, Xbox was the same thing. I mean, everything was just vanilla. I think it's been time for a little bit of change, and I like the way they did it. Only thing I don't like, and I'm not let's say like this, the way it looks is that, and I saw a lot of people were commenting, especially through YouTube, that a lot of people don't like that it's a stand-up console. Now, they didn't say anything about if you have the option, like all of them have the stand that you could put it standing up or put it face down.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were complaining that they don't like it stand up, but the way that it's constructed, I think it looks.
I saw it both. I saw it on the side and standing up.
I mean, I like it.
Yeah, I would say, like you said, the design is different, and I actually like that. I mean, not to bash on Xbox or anything, but if we look at the Series X right now, it looks like my office computer tower. Like, it's nothing special.
Not even. It looks like one of those portable speakers.
Yeah, it doesn't give me next gen vibes. That's what I feel. But when I look at that PlayStation 5, the way it's designed, the two-tone colors, and just the ergonomics of it, I'm like, that kind of looks futuristic. Like, that's something, you know, if you put in a room and you have people coming over, that's an eye-catcher right there. They'll be like, you got the PS5. You know, they'll see it right there. Now, what I do like to as well is the fact that there's two different versions of it.
I was going to say that. I like that.
Really? Yeah. So there's the PS5 version that has a disk drive, and then a PS5 version that is completely digital.
It's a digital version. It's only for downloads.
Wow. Yeah. So for those who just I'm not getting the CD versions of games, I'm just going to go all digital. Now you have an option that I'm thinking is probably going to be a cheaper option for a lot of people. The only thing we don't know is the price at this point, which is a kind of a bummer, but it is what it is. I'm sure pretty soon we'll know. Mm-hmm. It's probably, if we had the speculation, 600, 700, whatever it is.
They say that I saw what they put a comment out, Sony, saying that it's, they say that they didn't put out the price, but they say the price is going to be, it's going to be appealing to gamers. So okay. I'm guessing it's going to probably be the same thing that it has been, probably in the 400 realm, maybe 500. I don't think it's going to push more than that. I don't see that happening.
Based off of what I've seen, I'd be okay if it was $700. I mean, look at iPhones and the new Galaxies. They're $1,000, you know? That's and true. You're totally talking about a console with the craziest SSD, like, speed and all this stuff. I mean, it doesn't seem that unreasonable to price it around that $700, $800 range. If it's less than that, then, you know, that's a huge win for us, for sure.
Just 20% of the price of the game is going to be those controllers.
I mean,
that's beautiful. The way what they did with the whole analog, with the vibration, with the sensitivity, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I was confused. I'm not sure exactly what are the new features of the control. I know they talked about it kind of briefly. I know we have the rumble, we have the motion sensors. Yep. It has a built-in microphone speaker.
And the jack. For you to put the headphones.
Yeah, was there anything else? The triggers. I like the overall size of it. It looks nice.
I mean, just the feedback. The feedback of, like, for example, of the analog controls. Like, you just have vibration now. Like, the way it's, you know how a subwoofer works.
Yeah.
You know the vibration.
Mm-hmm.
They actually had the video of the vibration being done, and the analogs actually do the same movement as the speaker of a sub.
Okay.
So it's that feedback. They say, if it's true what they say, it's going to be like, you can even feel like the footsteps.
Wow.
It's
kind of dope.
It looks nice. I mean, it's nice what they did. It's going to be expensive for sure, but it's nice.
That's cool. And then, of course, they revealed they already have, like, a headset that goes with it. They already have the charging dock that was there, and a meteor, I believe.
They have a remote control.
A little media remote, I guess, for people that are, like, streaming a whole bunch of stuff, Hulu, and Netflix, all that.
They have the headphones, they have the controllers, the dual charger, and they have the 3D streaming camera.
3D.
Yeah.
What is that?
I guess it's the quality. If you had seen the images of the games, you would have understand because it streams and it the games are almost like 3D. It's just
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think the overall design is a win in my book. I mean, could you imagine if Sony came out with a console that looked so, like, plain or looked like just the PS4 or something we've seen already? I mean, everyone would complain. I mean, people are going to complain either way. People are going to say something about everything. But I think overall going this route, going something that's a little bit different. A little bit different and eye-catching, yeah. I think it's cool. And I believe that at some point we're, of course, going to get different colors, not just the outer white and the center black. Maybe we'll get an all-black version. Maybe we'll get a gold
version or something like that.
Probably. Yeah, a game version. Versions.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I don't know if it, I saw it. Was real or not, or someone made it, but I saw like one that it was like black and red, and it was like it had the Spider-Man logo.
That might be like a concept for the Spider-Man game,
like collector's edition.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
that
yeah.
might be it. I mean, that you had the, cool. the PlayStation 4 with the Spider-Man was the same thing. But had the Spider-Man logo and all that.
Yeah,
so they might be coming with something out like that. I'm guessing.
Oh, the old like PS1 gray version, like that anniversary collector's version, something like that. That would be pretty cool.
Good thing you're talking about the PS the PS original. What's your idea? And this might be a little bit of a shock to Dennis, but that you can play all the games since the first PlayStation on it. It's back compatible all the way to the first PlayStation.
That is actually I might have missed that, but
that's the point that the CEO was saying that you're going to be able to play, I think, something over like 400,000 games.
Wow, they said it makes sense. Back
compatible PS4, PS3, PS2, PS1.
That's crazy.
PS. Every
I mean,
game.
When you think about all the stuff you can get digitally now, it makes sense. I mean, we already got PS1 games and PS2 games you can get digitally now on the PS4. So it wouldn't make sense if it couldn't do that, you know? True. So,
but I mean,
so is that why you think they put in so much space on these on the console, so that way you can download all of those?
I don't even think it's enough because if
so
you have,
I was gonna say, like, that's a lot. Like, who's gonna play?
I don't think it's enough space, especially.
It's just the game itself. It takes huge amounts of files. Amount of space,
look at Call of Duty. Call of Duty. How many gigs every time it updates do you download?
Oh, jeez, man. It's like up to over 200 gigs already with all the updates and stuff. It's nuts. I mean, I had to get an external hard drive.
I know.
So I had to buy all my games.
I had to buy the terabyte game, the console, because of it.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm deleting all my games just to play this one game. What is happening?
I actually think that if they're coming out with the whole digital version of the console, that they should have that console should come with a bigger drive. But I don't think they didn't say anything about that, so I'm guessing it's going to come with the same space.
But now, do they have it set up where it's like kind of like the cloud thing? Mm-mm. You know, where you have like the cloud, like, okay, like you're saying, okay, I got to delete all my games, but then I could at some point re-download.
PS4 is a little funny. Like when you buy a game, if it's a digital game, you can erase it off of your console and buy a different console. It's in your library on your account.
Right. Yeah, it connects to your account.
Digital. Right. Now, if you buy the CD, it depends. I mean, I know on mine, there's some games that I'm able to download. Yeah. Other games aren't. I mean, I think when it comes to the difference, if you buy the CD, it's going to depend on the copyright of the company that made the game. I guess they let it go.
Yeah, but I hear, you know, the new SSD for the PS5 is ridiculous, and on top of that, I don't know, I forget where I heard this, but you can add even more storage internally.
Yes.
So it doesn't have to be an external storage. You can get more SSDs. So
sorry,
you know,
Xbox.
You just go ham.
Xbox is external. Xbox, you have to add it external. You have to USB connect it.
It's hurt. It's hurting my heart. It's hurting my heart.
You're gonna have an extra box on top of your desk next to your Xbox.
Yeah, right. Listen, it's definitely hurting my heart right now.
I mean, I don't know.
So I think we should talk games because there's a lot to talk about when it comes to games.
Well, I'm pissed off.
Really? Before we say anything about games, though, I want to appreciate the fact that this presentation was like, all right, I'm the developer. Here are all the games. And then it was boom, 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 back-to-back trailers. Yep. I appreciate that because I hate having to stop, having someone come on stage, everyone clap.
Oh, used to that. Yeah.
They cut all that out. I was like, this is the game. This is the game. Next game, boom, boom, boom. I like that.
The best part to me was all the presentations of every single game was recorded on the PS5. That was not a
game. Yeah.
Everything was gameplay on the actual PS5.
Hmm. Yeah, that I appreciate. Yeah. And we saw a lot of gameplay, you know, and which is surprising. Of course, there's some trailers that were like just teasers.
Yeah.
Right. But we saw a lot of good gameplay that showed off some of the capabilities that the PS5 is going to offer.
Yes.
So, I mean, where do you start? I mean, they got... There's a Grand Theft Auto 5 expansion that it's like whatever. I'm kind of.
Well, you're gonna have it on the PS4 the same way. I'm pissed off because they only have one. I'm just pissed off, not in because of me, but because of the public in general. They only have one sports game that is not a driving game. NBA 2K.
Right. I mean, there's gonna be other sports games.
But to open up so many games, you couldn't throw something else in there?
I mean, at some point, you know, we're going to get a Madden. We're going to get all that. A FIFA. It's going to come.
True.
I mean, I'm not worried.
What about fighting games? You should know.
There was no fighting games, man.
There was, you know, combat games, but not actual fighters. Which, you know, it's whatever. I know already that it's coming. There's King of Fighters 15 that's coming, and I can imagine that Guilty Gear Strive is gonna be something.
Maybe a Tekken, maybe a new version of Dragon Ball. Possibly,
it's all coming. Yeah, it's coming. They're just, I guess, still in development. They have nothing to show right now. And of course, we got the League of Legends fighting game coming still. So
that's still actually in the works.
Yeah, that's gonna take a while. I mean, they have something coming out. That'll take a while.
The League of Legends, that's not Riot Gaming. Who? That's Blizzard.
It's Riot.
Oh, so Riot Games came out with their Valorant. Now they have League of Legends, and then
it's It's gonna be a spin-off of League.
Of that. Okay.
Yeah. It's gonna be a fighting game like a Tekken or like a Street Fighter, but I'm guessing that they're gonna incorporate. How many characters do they have right now? 50-something? 60-something?
So they're probably going to play the characters from Valorant are probably going to be the players, the same ones in the fighting game.
No, anything it's going to be all League of Legends based. Nothing outside from what I know.
Oh, okay.
But it's been in development. It'll be a while. It's going to be like Diablo. It's going to take 7 years for them to come out with the game. They're going to wait for it to be perfect. It has to be perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, that's typically how it goes. But so after they showed, you know, expansion for Grand Theft Auto 5, they showed off the trailer for Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Loved it, and it's not a continuation from. I saw that today. It has nothing to do with the movie, in the Spider-Verse has nothing to do with where the last game left off. It's supposed to be a whole separate thing on its own.
Yeah, I think it was a very smart move, especially piggybacking off the success of Spider-Man Multiverse. You know, I think it was just the smartest move. Have Miles Morales have his own game, have it look the way it did. It looked insane. It looked so good. So good.
The way that they showed it off was, I was like, what is that? And then, that can't be. And then you start seeing the suit show up. So, oh, shoot. Spider-Man.
Yeah, the suit, and then you see like it reveals Miles. Oh, that was so cool. He looks good. He got a lineup, he got a shape up and everything. I was like, yo.
It's good. It's very nice. I like the way they did it. It was a good presentation, that's for sure. Yeah.
So definitely looking forward to that. And what's even crazier about that is holiday season, it's coming. It's not too far away.
Talking about that, what? They say that this is coming out holiday season, but most of the games are only scheduled for 2021.
Yeah.
But it's crazy. I saw some of them are 2020, so I guess they're probably going to come out with about 5 games from what I counted, maybe, at startup, and then probably after New Year's blow up with the rest.
Yeah. Well, then they also said they're probably going to have those games where it's backlogged, or their catalog of games where, you know, as soon as you get the system, you can instantly down some of your old stuff or transfer it over just to.
That's probably what they probably want to. They want to test that.
Yeah.
Make sure that it works before they throw anything out new. But.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I'll say they'll definitely want to have like some of the later PS4 games have PS5 versions of them. Mm-hmm. I would imagine.
Yeah.
You know, something like Final Fantasy VII having it be for PS5 and you know, things like The Last of Us 2 and all those later PS4 games.
Even the
games.
Call of Duty. There's going to be a new Call of Duty coming out, so they're probably going to be able to piggyback off of that too.
Yeah. True. I mean, Fortnite and Rainbow Six Siege is confirmed for PS5 as well, so.
Bad pick. Rainbow Siege. It's
I like Siege.
I know, but it's they've lost a lot. So I don't know if that's – but whatever. Keep on going.
Spider-Man come out. Mm-hmm. They showed Gran Turismo, which is something that's kind of dear to my heart as a youngin'.
Oh, yes.
Once you got that console, that was like a must-get, just this look at the visuals.
Like, it looks literally like a race. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Looks.
Yeah.
It's nice.
As if you're definitely a car guy.
Oh, you know, like Gran Turismo, you don't have to be –
and, no, I've played it before. I mean, I usually like Need for Speed. That was like kind of my thing. But Gran Turismo, like just the detail, mm-hmm. I thought of that was just like amazing. That game, when I see the I'm like, man, that's just amazing. I don't even want to crash this car. It looks so nice. It looks so real. Like, nice.
Yeah.
You know, I like the cars. I can just rash and, you know, tear things up. I said, these cars, they'd be too nice. I'd be losing races, trying not to crash. But, yeah, the graphics on that amazing.
And with this Gran Turismo, you see that everything's decked out. You can see all the like detail, the interior and the shine.
The Puma gloves of the guy driving. That was like,
It's nice. Seeing all the speedometers as he's going, and oh man, it's so crazy. And yeah, that's what I expected from a Gran Turismo PS5 game. Is to be honest. So I'm not a big into racing simulators or anything like that, but that's something I might get just to show off, be like, yo, check this out, look at the whip, like, you know, just show off.
That game's worth
that
it.
Might be something. So we had that, and then they right after that they went into Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart.
Beautiful.
What is that
apart,
one?
Yeah, beautiful. You never play Ratchet and Clank, bro?
No, I don't.
They don't have it for Xbox.
Yeah, so it's you ever play like Sly Cooper or like any of those, like, I don't know.
Ratchet and Clank, probably put him, use the Crash Bandicoot. You ever played it?
Yes. Okay, yeah, that I know.
It's similar to that. Yeah.
It's okay, that okay. Maybe a little bit of a mix of a Super Mario Odyssey kind of it's hard.
It's like a mix between platforming puzzles and also an action game.
Really? Oh. All
yeah, right. it's like a third person shooter, and he has all these gadgets and, abilities.
This one, they kicked it up a notch for sure.
That trailer went ham. That was such a good trailer because it literally, they designed it to show off, like, look, the game doesn't need loading screens. And they're going through, so this guy, he's going through portals of different worlds. In one world, he's like, it's like, I don't even know. It looks like some post-apocalyptic.
Yep.
One's in the past. One's in like the future, and like he's going through all these portals, fully rendered new worlds. Like it was so crazy to see.
Yep. No loading, no lag, no.
It was just seamless.
Like a
your
movie.
Motion. Wow, that's crazy.
That was good.
That's really crazy.
Yeah, and just the overall seeing how all these particle effects are going into play, and just the madness, and that is like the combat. It was so cool to see, you know, a PS5 game running that way and showing like, games can get this crazy. So I was really impressed.
Dang. I joke around, but maybe at some point, you know, I will watch it. I mean, for me, the biggest thing was just the uproar of when it actually launched. And it was kind of going back to before when you guys, like, when you put the picture into the chat and I'm looking at it and I'm so far removed, I'm like, oh, yo, is that Xbox? And you're like, come on, bro. Like, bro. I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, that's the PlayStation. But
my guy Dennis said, oh, is that the new Xbox?
Thanks for coming.
So it's just crazy. So it's just like, I mean, at some point I'm definitely gonna, you know, watch the whole reveal, but I just think when I started seeing everything popping up on social media, and I was just like, yo, this is – it's actually nice. Like, I thought it was a really nice system, but now all the stuff that it does – and then I had seen a meme where they had a picture of the PlayStation, and then they had a picture of the Xbox, and they made it look like a refrigerator inside of, like, a kitchenette. So it's just kind of crazy, all this
the
stuff.
The memes since yesterday –
yeah,
since the reveal to today, just getting out of hand.
Yeah, they're
going funny, crazy with the.
You saw the one with the PlayStation is the head of Cell. Perfect.
Yeah,
Cell.
Yeah.
Oh no.
There's so many.
It's getting a little out of hand right now.
So Ratchet and Clank, really cool. Definitely something that I'd be interested in picking up. And then Square Enix showed a trailer of Project Athia, and it looks like an interesting action, third-person action with, like, some fantasy elements.
I thought it was like a Skyrim. It almost, at the beginning, thought it was something like around like a
Skyrim.
Yeah,
it had that feel.
It's good.
You know what I noticed, though? There's a lot of female protagonists all of a sudden in a lot of these games. It was pretty cool. But yeah, Project Athia, definitely would want to see more of that. But it looks interesting, and there's some cool creatures that they showed, which is nice.
Yeah. Right.
The other next game they showed was Stray, which was a game about a cat and like a post-apocalyptic futuristic robot world, which
is cool. Everything's robots, and then the cat is I was trying to figure out, they didn't give too much on the game.
Yeah. So it's kind of like definitely a real teaser for that particular game.
Yeah, but yeah, there was no gameplay, but I'm just like, oh, interesting, a game where you're the cat. It's cool.
Could it be that you're the cat lovers?
All those cat lovers out there.
It's strange.
For the cat lovers.
No, it seems like one of those games that it appeals to a certain group that most of the games don't. You know that they're out there, like the guys that like Big World or Big Little World and stuff like that. There's a special group that like those kind of games, so they had to make something like that. I mean, especially like they came out with Satch Boy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
Sackboy.
Sackboy is also from Big Little World, so it's that. You know, they have to.
It's definitely for a younger audience, or may not be. I don't know if you guys ever seen Love, Death, and Robots on Netflix. You guys ever seen that?
No, actually, no.
Never heard of it. That's the type of vibes I get. So it's basically an animated series that are episodic, and they're like maybe only 10, 15 minutes long, but it's high budget animation. And they have like weird little stories like this, like about a cat or the future or whatever. And that's the type of vibe. It's a very artistic feeling.
Right.
And there's a lot of games that I definitely see. It's like, okay, this is an artsy game. Like this is
like Stray.
This is an artsy game. This might, if you're maybe under the influence, like this is gonna blow your mind.
You know what this kind of reminded me of, and I'm sure as people are watching this and they're seeing my eyes all over here because I'm still trying to figure out how to go live. But it brings up an interesting point to me as I'm listening to all of this. As you know, so we play games, and you know, sometimes we play a little bit more competitive. And I'm curious if PlayStation is kind of taking that approach where they're getting more into that entertainment world, because you know there's some games like when you have those not first person but storyline games, and they look so real, you do feel like you're watching a movie. And if some of these games right now, they may be cheesy or a cat running through space, but just imagine if you know you're coming into somebody's room and you know you're like, oh, what's that on TV? And they're thinking it's an animation or anime movie or television, and it's like, no, that's the gameplay. And then now people are really engaged in the game, and it's not much competitive, but it's really becoming an entertainment experience. And I'm curious if that might be a strategy that they're going with, where it's not so much competition, but it's more so, you know, watch out movie theaters, watch out DVDs, and play this game, and where you get to determine the narrative, and other people are going to watch, like sitting home and watch Johnny play and eat some popcorn because it looks so crazy.
Well, think like this, and you're talking about that, and it brings something to my mind. Like, I don't know how it is with the Xbox controller, but with the PlayStation controller, you have the share button for when you want to stream or when you want to record a video. They actually renamed that button to create. Now it's a create button.
Oh, yeah.
So it kind of makes sense what you're saying in terms of, I mean, why would they didn't change anything else except that button instead of being a share, which we would, you know, connect to streaming and stuff like that to a create. Maybe they're trying to go down, you know, trying to do that, that creative part instead of being more of a sharing and a streaming.
Right.
Well, what's cool is that you mentioned, you know, having these games cinematic is now because of the technology, there's like, well, let's just make this a cinematic Marvel to look at. Like, this is, like, why not? And what's interesting, too, is one of the games we haven't talked about yet, game developers teamed up with cinematic developers that make, animated type of movies and things like that. So, you know, it's exactly that, you know, we're getting those games, but we're still going to be putting out those games that are competitive as well, because there's a game we haven't talked about that is definitely an esports game. Like, that is like,
I know which one you're talking about.
Clearly meant for competitive esports.
Hell yes. I saw it off the beginning. I know which one you're talking about. You're talking about Destruction All-Stars?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm looking at it, and the first thing that came off out of mind was like, at the beginning, didn't make too much sense. I mean, it's a stadium. I say, okay. I feel like it's a cross between Rocket League and what did I put? Like Rocket League and like old school Twisted Metal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's exactly that. As soon as the trailer cut on, I was like, yep, Twisted Metal game.
Yep. Yep. Oh no, for sure. Rocket League is going to be the Rocket League of PlayStation.
Really?
Yes. So basically, the concept is you have all these like crazy kooky characters and they're jumping in cars, and it's basically a destruction derby. You're trying to destroying other players' cars and having these weird abilities and craziness happening. You can get out your car, run. You can jump on someone's car, explode their car, get back in your car. Like,
you can kill them while they're on the run. Yeah, that twist, I think that was very interesting.
Definitely cool. Definitely a cool game. Like, it's like definitely adult version of Rocket League.
It looks nice, though. It looks nice. It looks very interesting, the game. I liked it. For sure, I liked it.
Yeah, it has like the vibes of like a Fortnite, like people dancing, going doing crazy stuff, sticking their tongue out, doing tricks in the air and stuff. So it has that vibe. So that's definitely something if people are like, I want something new, competitive. I like Rocket League. I like, you know, those types of games. You know, that's something for that. There's another game called Returnal that is pretty interesting. I think it's an exclusive to PS5. I got Prometheus like alien type vibes going into space to a planet.
It felt a little bit like, oh, what was the game?
Death Stranding?
Yes. It felt a lot like it.
Yeah.
It was very interesting. The whole thing, every time she dies, the world changes a little bit.
Yeah, she's on an alien planet, and these events are reoccurring, and she dies, and, you know, she's discovering that every time she goes through this loop, that the planet's changing, and the creatures are changing, and there's weird stuff happening. But it looks like an action, a 3D, like a third-person action shooter. It looks like something like that.
Now, does she die like somebody kills her, or is it just like that's kind of like the play? Like, she wakes up, she's walking, and then boom, she just dies, and then she's in a new world. Or does she have to like walk and fall, get hit by a car or something like in the game, and then she transitions into a new world?
It looks like she goes to this planet, and there's some sort of alien attack that happens to her.
Yeah.
Okay. And the world, like the planet's evolving to what's going on.
Okay. Cool.
Yes, it looked cool. Looked like a very cinematic, kind of over the top alien type game. So that's cool. After that, Sackboy Adventures, which is basically Little Big Planet, 4-player co-op, nice family game, nice game to play with your friends.
Yep.
Just go crazy in. Great platforming if you're into that. Now, the game I mentioned before where they teamed up with animators, like cinematic animators, is this game, Kena, Bridge of Spirits, where it literally looks like a Pixar Disney movie type of animation. Like, it's on that level. Wow. And I got the vibes. I don't know if you ever played Pikmin, where you have all those little things like following you and you have them do stuff. it was like that. I think there's these little black things that do all these stuff, and it's all about like spiritual, like nature type stuff.
Yes.
And there's combat, and there's like demons that you fight.
It's something you haven't seen until today. That one for sure.
Wow.
That one's cool.
Man, it's super exciting to, and it's, they're not releasing it for sale until.
You don't even have a price on it. And we're less than 6 months away?
Until they actually.
That's what's intriguing me a lot. Why are they keeping the price,
Yep. And then we have Goodbye Volcano High, which was like a cartoonish, story-driven, type of game. Not really for me. I'd probably pass on that personally.
Ain't getting my money on that one, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oddworld, new Oddworld game. I've heard you guys that remember one. That game?
Yeah, oh, I heard that, Oddworld.
It's been a long time. And
long time.
Oh my God, it's been probably over 15 years since the last one, maybe more.
Yeah, the graphics on it, you say? Graphics look good. The it looks over the top. It's like this like dark comedy, like with aliens basically, and it looks like a like platforming side scroller mixed with other elements.
Yeah,
pretty cool. I'm excited to see what else comes out of that.
Right.
After that, they had Ghostwire Tokyo, which is like a horror action game, which looked cool. So you're in Tokyo, and there's a bunch of like demons and spirits, and you're out there casting spells, like defeating them, like doing the Doctor Strange Naruto jutsu stuff.
Yes. It's like Skyrim. You only see the hands. So you see the hands doing the movement.
Yeah, it's first person. Okay.
Oh, so it's first person. Beautiful. Gotcha.
Beautiful.
Wow. Yeah, you're shooting fireballs and all this craziness. Yeah. So that looks interesting. It's been a while since we got a crazy horror action, I think. So
you got two this time.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm loving it.
What was it?
After that
weird game, it was Jet the Far Shore. That was weird. I don't know what it was. It was basically showing like looked like a drone or a ship that going to different planets. They really didn't explain, or there was no narration of anything. It was just
That was one of those happening, strange ones.
I don't know, but I think it's purposely done to maybe be like, what is happening, and be interested. But yeah, there's not much to say. It looked cool. It looked like the lands like going through the oceans and the different planets. It looked really neat with the graphics. A game I'm interested though in is the game after, which is Godfall.
Yes.
Which looked like
isn't that a remake?
Is it? I'm not sure. I never.
Not a remake. I mean, I think it's like a continuation. I think. I'm not sure, but I think.
Yeah. So it's like I get the vibes that it's a third person, but like it's a weapon fighting, like beat 'em up.
But
it's a little bit more technical. You have to like master your weapon, and like you unlock all this armor, and you go against demons, and there's co-op. It looks cool. Then they had Solar Ash, which was a pretty artsy type game. Yeah, it reminds me of, I don't know if you guys ever heard of Journey.
Yes, I think so.
Is Journey like Fable?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like Journey is another very artsy game, but
okay.
Yeah, it's very like mystical. Like, it's hard to explain. You would have to just see the trailer for yourself. But
right.
It looks interesting. And yeah, this looks like there's action, some platforming elements.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we had Hitman 3. I actually never played Hitman.
I did. I played the first one.
I like the stealth, like action games. Those are pretty good.
Like this Assassin's Creed and stuff like that. You saying? Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid. I'm into all that.
Metal Gear Solid. I used to love that one too.
Max Payne.
Snake. Is that what his name? That's what his name was. Yes. Snake was there.
Yeah.
Solid Snake. Yeah. See, I know a little bit about something. In some of these games, you know, I know that one. Hitman, I was actually really nice in, but that game for me is like when you're in it, you're like hooked. You know, you go through all the levels. Yeah. There's so many different
ways. It looks intense.
To compete, or like to complete the task. Like it's such a free for all. But then when you fall off and you try to get back on, like that game, you gotta really think. You know, what is the best way to be?
Well, but that's stealth. The whole thing about it. It's not just the stealth. Is you have to figure out. You have your objectives to do.
Strategies. Do I choke this guy out? Put on the disguise? Do I choke this guy out? I don't know. If I get caught, I'm screwed. Like,
yeah. And then you get scored off for how well you do, like competing. Yeah. And doing. So, like I said, that game is definitely one of the games I would love to get back into. Some of these other games for me, like Call of Duty or Apex Legends, they're more just kind of, I wouldn't say they're that brainful. Like, they're more skill set. I got to target, get my crosshairs on the guy, and I'm good. But that game is just like, now I got to really, like you said, think it out. Like, this is the mission.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So many different things. You can put somebody into a pot and cook them if you felt like it. You know, so it's just like, I love that game. It's very, very cool.
Yeah, so they showed a trailer for that, and it looks like, you know, he's out of whatever group that he was part of, and he's being hunted now, at you know, because he's Agent 47, blah, blah, blah.
He's not the hunter, he's the hunted.
They showed also him, like, in Dubai and going up to these crazy buildings, and it looks good. It looks nice. So after that, they had Astro's Playroom, which I really don't have much to say about it. It looks like a Mario type of feel.
You want to talk about memes like we were talking about? Go see Dr. Disrespect, what he did to that game.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, it's bad. It's bad. What you got to go what see happened? Just the what he did making fun of the game was just... Oh man.
So what is it, Dr. Disrespect is making fun of games or something?
No, he was making fun of that one. I mean, it's...
What's the name of it?
Astro, what is it called?
Astro's Playroom. But it's like, it gives me the vibes that it's targeted for a younger audience. And
sure.
Something.
That's why.
Whatever. After that, they had Little Devil Inside. Did you see that? That was the one where it looked like a cartoon. It was very cartoonish, and they had it almost looked.
It was just showing like had the head of a fox and stuff like that. Was it? That
no, one? No, not that one. That was the Goodbye High School, whatever.
Okay.
This one was the one where they showed the guy. He's fighting all these different monsters. It looks like he's hunting them.
Uh-huh.
He has a whole bunch of weapons, but it looks cartoonish. Let me pull it. And yeah, this is. They had him like hunting a bear. He was riding on a horse with a bow.
Okay.
And then he was fighting like a giant. There was like a giant cat. There was a giant dragon at the end.
You able to find it, Bruno?
Little Devil Inside, and it's again a very artsy feel. Very artsy.
Yeah. I think they're definitely going toward that entertainment. You know.
Actually, the first thing that I put up is the Dr. Disrespect. Reaction to Sony's PS5 reveal. It's bad. 18 minutes of just him destroying the games.
Really?
Oh, it's bad. It's bad.
I want to see the game. That's part of his character. So.
Yeah. I wonder who he really is in real life when he'll ever reveal himself.
He there's pictures of him. Dude, this guy is literally like 7'5". This guy is huge.
Yeah.
He looks funny, but I've seen pictures of him in real life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that they showed that, and then right after that, they showed a little teaser of NBA 2K21.
Oh, with Zion. What's
his name? Zion? Yeah, Zion.
That's it was nice. I mean,
everyone's talking about the sweat. Like, that's what everyone's talking about.
I noticed the sweat on his legs.
Look at the sweat.
There was sweat dripping down his legs. He's so sweaty. I thought it was a tattoo. I says, what was that? There's sweat dripping down the guy's legs.
It's like it wasn't about anything. I was like, look how sweaty he is. It looks so good. He's so sweaty.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at Jet Far Shore. Okay.
So. But yeah, they didn't really show anything. They just showed it like his
just
model.
Him dunking, right, or something like that. Like that.
It was him
that
dunking. They showed him looking determined. They had a little bit of hip hop in the background. And they called it a day.
It was no real gameplay or anything like
not
that.
Yet,
there was no gameplay, but it's just that one they had no gameplay, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after that they had Bugsnax, another artsy.
That was interesting. I thought it was going one way and then at the end it flipped 360 totally. I thought that was very interesting.
it looks like the premise is to there's an island of these insect-like creatures that are actually food.
Yeah,
food creatures. They literally taste like food creatures. Yeah,
and basically you eat them and you gained their properties and things like that. And
yeah, you eat like a strawberry and your hand turns into a strawberry. You eat a hamburger, your other hand becomes a hamburger, stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's from the developers of Octodad, so if you're familiar with that, it makes right. sense that they would make something like this. Yeah. It's very artsy, and yeah, it's I don't know. I'm not like super into those type of games.
Right.
But it looks a little bit more lighthearted, but at the end of the trailer, it looks like when things... like when the sun came down, it looks like there was actual monsters that came
yeah they back. Joined up together and became a monster and like knocked the camera down. I'm like, oh, that
didn't wow. so
it could be a twist. There it could be like one of those things, those bait and switches where it's like, oh, you think this is a fun like lighthearted game, and then it's like, no, this is dark.
You were talking about solar
Little Devil Inside was the one I was saying.
Oh, I was looking at a different one.
But Solar what Sun. I'm hyped for, right after Bugsnax, they showed the Demon Souls remake for the PS5.
Yes, I was just looking at that thing. That trailer is insane.
The trailer looks amazing. The visuals look amazing. Do you guys ever play Demon Souls, Dark Souls, any of those games?
Yeah, no, I was gonna say, what's that about? What is that game?
It's out of my basically realm. A third person action game that is kind of set in a medieval type of era, okay. where you're fighting basically these demons and these crazy monsters, but it's extremely hard, extremely difficult. It's notorious for being very difficult, very harsh. Yeah. And but that's kind of what makes the game. And that's what kind of people like about it, is that it's difficult, and if you're able to get past certain parts, like, it feels very rewarding, and like you gain respect points. Like, people are like, yo, you got past that? That's crazy. Like, you know, it's like that. And people are notoriously known for being able to speed run those type of games and just like blow everyone's minds. So.
Wow. Listen, I mean, I could let everybody know a little secret, right? So when it comes to those type of games, I don't play any scary monster jump out at me games, just because I just don't do them. I think the first Resident Evil I ever saw, I was scared. And I was like, how am I going to play a game I'm scared to play? I play and I can't go to sleep at night. So ever since then, I've been scarred. I don't play any of those games. I don't watch those games.
Your idea might change. Trust me. You might change your mind.
They're probably more realistic now than they were before.
Yeah. So after
I see Little Devil Inside. I know which one. The Little Devil Inside is the one that ends up with the old man on top of the toilet.
Yeah.
I just saw it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I know which one it is. Yeah, but that one's very cartoonistic, very very nice, very very nicely
artsy. Yep. And then we have Deathloop, which is about assassins that are trapped in a time loop. Yep. Times.
Okay. Yeah.
And yeah, as you progress, you learn how. Basically, you have to take out these targets before the clock hits 12 or something like that. And
yeah. And you're being hunted too. It's not just you hunting; they're hunting you too.
But it gives me the cinematic vibes of like a Quentin Tarantino type of film, like that is the old like 90s type of feel or 80s, whatever. It looks like that.
Yeah.
But. Now for the real, reveal that's deeply close to my heart.
Let's talk about
a franchise that I've loved since I was little, Resident Evil Village.
Village Resident Evil.
I am so hyped.
You know what's funny though? I'm watching the trailer. I says, "Wow, this game looks nice." You do not expect it to be Resident Evil the way it starts.
Yeah.
No. You have no. It's nice.
So it'll be that type of game that scared the living like craps out of me. I got it. Yep.
No, this is not not so much like the original Resident Evils. This is like it seems like one of those games like you're in a little town and the town got overrun by zombies and creatures.
Yeah.
But it's Resident Evil based with some of the old characters.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see Resident Evil 7? The game, the one that was first person? Because it looks like a follow-up of that, basically.
In a way, yeah.
They have the character from that game, Ethan. Yep. He's in it. They showed Chris Redfield.
Yes.
And yeah, it looks good. It looks really good.
No, it looks good.
They just showed off a werewolf type of enemy.
Oh, word? Now that sounds very cool. That sounds kind of cool.
I mean, it doesn't look like your typical zombies. It's way advanced.
I mean, that's what Resident Evil 7 was. They really turned things around where it's not just zombies. Like, you have like an infected family, like that had all these weird abilities and stuff like that, and gives you real horror vibes. Oh, like, which is the vibes. It's just the way they were able to put that atmosphere out, especially it gave me Resident Evil 4 vibes a little bit with the village of
I'm looking at the trailer right now, just the beginning. You have no clue, like when he's walking through
Resident
the woods
Evil
in the dark.
Is Resident Evil 7, that's what you're talking about.
That was the previous game that came out before this, and then the remakes.
This
is called Resident Evil Village, which is technically Resident Evil 8.
Let me see what you guys is.
Yeah, take a look.
Look for on YouTube the full PS5 reveal event by IGN.
Okay.
And then go to around 58 minutes and a half.
All right.
And that's already in the trailer. Or I can push it back. I'll give you the exact start.
And just so you know too, Resident Evil 7 was VR. So Resident Evil 8 definitely gonna be a VR game. So
talking about VR, they say that the 5 is compatible with VR.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
It doesn't have its own stuff.
So you don't have to use a PC or nothing like that. Is that strong?
You can actually use the VR VR from the 4. You don't have to. Right now, they didn't make it that you have to buy something different.
They didn't talk about VR in this.
They just said that it's compatible. Just said it was compatible with VR. That's all.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for YouTube PSR reveal. Full PS.
Yes.
5 future reveal.
So go to minute 57.55. That's exactly when the trailer for Resident Evil starts. And trust me, you're not going to know it's Resident Evil until probably maybe like 30 seconds from the end.
All right, so cool. I'm waiting for this silly ad there. Right, so 55. All right. Here we go.
But yeah, I pretty much played all the Resident Evils. The only one that I haven't gotten my hands on is the latest remake, Resident Evil 3 and 2. Right. So, yeah, I got to get those. But yeah,
I got away from Resident Evil. They're killing it. But now they are. They're coming. This one's going to kill it. I hope it's going to kill it. But... Okay. So, what came after Resident Evil? What was it?
Pragmata. So that's a new IP from Capcom. And that was the one that they showed. It looked like he had like Dead Space looking armor, and there was child.
Yes, that felt almost like the what's it called? Oh my god! I just talked about it before. The game that I got from PS4, Death Stranded.
Yeah.
Thought it was like a
spin-off. That was real Death Stranding.
I thought this was like a number 2.
Oh no! Are y'all able to see that?
Yeah.
I'm trying to show it to where it wasn't on me, but I'm going to see if we can.
Yeah, leave it there. There you go. That's already in the game.
Oh, this right here?
Yeah.
That's actually the end of.
Awesome. And so it's coming up.
Yeah, it's one after that.
Yeah, it's right after this.
All
right,
so listen, everybody who's watching, you guys are in for a treat because now you get to see what I've been missing. Yeah, boom. Look at that. People dancing in their wolf outfits.
Yeah, this is the end of Deathloop. Yeah.
This is the end of the other game we were just talking about.
Right. Okay. After when this one ends is when the new one starts, the Resident Evil. This almost feels like a spin-off, like they try to do like a Fortnite type of game, the way the characters are.
Wow. I mean, even just looking at this little snippet of it, to be like, this is a video game? Like, this is what, you know, I could possibly be playing?
But this is what most of the PS5 games look like. They're very, like Elvis was saying, they're very artistic. They're very...
Yes, I see this. They just slew them out the window.
It's very cartoonistic. Wow. It's very different.
They're going for, like, a lot of these developers look like they're going for this like stylized, very clean animated, like this animation.
Very.
You know what I feel? They're trying to change the meta. a little
right. bit. Right. I agree.
I think because they're coming out with a new console and they're coming out with most of the stuff like this. They're trying to change the meta, which I don't know if it's going to happen, but.
I mean, I think just from looking at it, I think that they will because with Riot Gaming, when they did Valorant, that was kind of like a different.
No, that wasn't getting out of the meta. That was getting out of their meta. That was more adapting to the world of video games right now, which is basically is everything first-person shooter.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay.
That's all it was.
So this is just now ending. This is the last part. So now we're about to go into the...
Yeah, Village.
Resident Evil Village.
Resident Evil Village. All right, let me see if I could...
No, we still haven't gotten to... Although this one is... sick, but we haven't even gotten to the best ones yet.
Oh, good. Well, see, everybody who's stuck with us this long, they get the little treat. Oh, shut off the dude's head. Anybody who's stuck with us this long gets a little treat because now they can watch kind of mm-hmm. the stuff that we're talking about and just see, for those who've missed it, could definitely check this out.
Is it running smooth on your end? Because for me, it's like kind of skipping
glitchy.
Around.
Glitchy. Oh, it's glitchy for you guys? Right, yeah. So no, it's actually running smooth on my end, but...
It has to do with the transmission through then, probably how it transmits.
So you think that when we actually like when they get the re-recorded this, you think it'll be glitchy or you think it'll play smooth? It's just
it'll probably be the same, but it is what it is. That was the interview.
Yeah, basically they can go watch it themselves.
Maybe you can post put it up there and post yeah. edit.
You know what's funny actually about this death loop? Bethesda did this game.
Mm-hmm.
Bethesda.
They are, if I'm not mistaken, aren't they with Riot League?
Yeah, they did. They did Skyrim and.
And they came out with something now.
Fallout?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the Resident Evil.
Yeah. Dum dum dum. His story comes to a close. How you like that for my cinematic type of thing right there?
Well, you're getting the better view. Don't worry about it. There you go.
Okay.
It does not. You have no clue that it's Resident Evil until maybe a minute and a half more forward.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know what this is. Get my popcorn ready. You know what I'm saying? See, that's what I feel, right? If this wasn't a scary thing, I could probably watch somebody play this game and not be mad that I'm not playing because I'm like, that looks too hard to play, but it's very entertaining to watch.
Oh, knowing Resident Evil guarantee it's going to be skillful.
Yeah. That's... So. Like seamless, like I said, it's just like an action movie. It's seamless. They don't die right away. They just go through the whole, you know, through the whole game. So it's good to watch.
Yeah, I love horror games. So any type of horror title, I'm hyped for.
Resident Evil. I remember when it came out the first time. All the parents were like, "How old are you? You're too young for it. You won't be that night." I remember. I was like, I played it once. I played the original one, the one that you bump into the wall, very, very pixeled out.
Yeah. With the bad voice acting.
Oh, my God. Yeah, when you turn the corner and the dog's looking at you, but he doesn't attack.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The fixed camera angles.
Mm-hmm.
That's so crazy. You got this old man.
Now is when the bad part starts.
Busting shots, legs. Yeah, man, listen. That'd get me. I couldn't play that at night. I'm one of those kids that they say don't play at night. That's me.
You know, free publicity. What is this?
Yeah, oh, right? Damn.
No. Nah. Yeah, they got us. They got us. Hold on. I can skip back. I can skip back. Boom. They got us. All right, Square. You owe us some money. So, this looks like the cinematics from like Call of Duty. When they're going, they're doing their thing. I mean, not as creepy, but just like the detail kind of reminds me a little bit of that. But it's kind of dope. Now, are those the original characters or those are just like new characters? So every time they do Resident Evil, do they carry characters over?
It depends. You grow some with them, or? Some characters die.
Okay.
Some characters disappear. In this one, you have two old characters from what I know, at least.
Yeah. So far, two returning characters and a bunch of new characters. But yeah, I love this idea, this creepy village. Like,
it's,
I think it's
nice,
so cool.
Though. Yeah, I thought at one point it was like a vampire game. I said, "What the? Did you see?"
Yeah,
that?
I thought it was gonna be like Van Helsing or type game.
No, I thought it was gonna be like a modern version of Castlevania or something like that. I said, what's coming out?
Oh, that's the werewolf dude, right?
There you go.
Yeah, Yep. Wait, what is that? Oh,
let's see this American, part. This part with the castle and the town at the bottom. I was like, what the heck is this?
Wow. Like, you know what this reminds me of? American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. Like that TV show where it has like the different, it's a different cinematic type of feel. It's scary. I actually like that, you know, that so they change it up. But this looks really cool. It's not what I thought. Like from when all the other monsters.
See, well, like this is a returning. This is a returning character.
That guy right there. Okay,
that's crazy.
Yeah. Come in 2021, so it's not going to be one of the first games coming out.
Nah, not a launch title. All right. But yeah, I like anything.
Stop staring until we get to the next game.
Yeah, so I like anything that's creepy and you know you can keep it going.
I might invest into it. I mean, I invested in Days Gone.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have
anything to do with like creepy, weird, cult-like village groups like that stuff. I'm into that.
I'm actually intrigued to find out how long is the game, the actual gameplay from beginning to end on that Resident Evil. It's got to be 45 to 50 hours, easy.
Yeah. So there's only two games after that. There's Pragmata,
which is probably what we're looking at now. You guys can see that,
right?
Not? Yeah.
That's New York City. That's Times Square for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got this little girl.
Now, Pragmata, is that this particular game, is it like a part one, part two, part three, or is this like a brand new game, Pragmata?
Never heard of it. Brand new IP, brand new game coming from Capcom.
Okay.
That's what's interesting, is Capcom is not very known for these type of games.
They're for fighting games, right?
Yeah.
Well, fighting games, Resident Evil, and well, besides Resident Evil.
Right. This is very out of their realm, this type of game right now.
That's cool. Like
it's nice the way they did it.
I'm interested. It gives me like you know, with the girl, like if you remember BioShock, like having the little girl and the big daddy, they gave you those vibes.
Oh, so that's how he's able to see her. Or whatever he put out there.
Yeah, for some reason that clutter gives him a vision of whatever happened there. You don't have too much information. It's just what you see. But this is actual
gameplay
from on the PS5. This is recorded from the PS5.
Wow, I'm straight. Like I said, straight entertainment.
Look at the water details, the reflection, the actual exact reflection of everything. Yeah. Look at the water behind them, on the
right there, right in the back, it's right behind. Sorry,
Xbox. That's all I gotta say.
Listen, what did Xbox even do their reveal and show their gameplay on their system, or no? They just
technically they didn't, but they did like a third party game type of reveal.
Yeah, it's like a type of silent reveal, which nobody heard about and nobody knew about.
It wasn't technically the actual reveal of the console and stuff like that. It was just some games they wanted to show off the trailers. It was nothing really much to talk about there.
It's Xbox. It's not like it's something like this that changes everything.
This is cool. This part is cool with the net.
So she controlled him because it looks like
she gave him power-ups.
She's got power-ups. It looks like she did something to him. That was kind of dope.
I think something to do with a suit, and she's connected some way.
Yeah, like you saw her eyes.
There's probably some type of a neural connection, something like that.
Yeah, it's cool.
Pragmata. See, this is the type of game I probably play. What, Pragmata?
Yeah,
Pragmata.
Pragmata.
She looks like she's almost like a cybernetic. Like when you see her eyes, you see the cybernetic connections. That might be something like that.
She's like an android, probably.
Could be.
Probably. So that type of game, I probably would. Wow, 2020.
This one's a little later.
Yeah. See, that game, I don't know if I would, because I can't tell what type of gameplay it is. If it's like a storytelling.
This
game.
Is probably.
I
like
would just
story.
Watch somebody play it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's probably a little bit more involving than we think.
Now, this next game, hands down, this is the best trailer of the entire event. Hands down. And I'm just gonna let you watch it.
Okay, we're watching. We talk about it. Studios. Oh, so this is the PlayStation game.
A couple of the games were actually from PlayStation Studios.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I was like, oh, so this is their actual. All right, let's see what we got here.
The water.
There's two games, right? That we didn't talk about.
No, this is the last game.
No.
You got something on your list too, Bruno?
Assassin's Creed Valhalla?
Well, this wasn't shown. This wasn't shown at that event. It was shown in...
No, Valhalla was. At the actual event. I saw it. I saw the...
Oh, they did?
Uh-huh. Oh,
sick. I mean, we already seen that. We already knew.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just, I like the way they, the spin-off with the Vikings and this.
I love all those Viking shows. I actually like the show Viking on the History Channel.
They actually had gameplay, actual gameplay of the game.
Really?
They actually, I'll find it. It's on this video feed. I just got to find it.
Yeah, we'll go back and we'll find it. I mean, so that game I would probably play. Because I played Assassin's Creed before, but I actually like the whole Viking.
Look at these crabs. Look at these crabs.
Dude, it's
all the game.
Yes.
Wow.
Eating the fish. The fish thing blows up.
Yep. Wow.
It gets crazier. It gets crazier.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, now this is where it gets crazy from here now. I mean, if you know the original games from this, you know what it is by now.
I don't know what this is, but the graphics is kind of...
This game is called Horizon Forbidden West. Hmm. It just recently came out, what is it, the Verizon... not Verizon, Horizon...
It's a sequel to Horizon Zero Dawn.
Zero Dawn,
okay. So these things are half cybernetic, computer and half natural. Nature.
This is supposedly the future after all of us die. What, a couple of thousands of years in the future.
Okay. Oh,
well, robotic animals.
Yeah.
And nature.
Robotic animals and people. But it looks amazing.
Oh no, this game looks sick.
Yeah. Wow. I bet you I could just imagine, like, probably when you're swimming, that's just kind of what it looks like.
Because
how
imagine
much of it is screenplay and how much is it is actual gameplay? Like, did they do a lot of that or no?
Horizon, most of the time their gameplay is pretty close to this, the game.
It might be in-game cutscenes.
Right. Okay, yeah. But that's still kind of crazy, even just for it to be an in-game cutscene. That's dope with the dragon.
Yeah, I like that.
And I'm assuming did this game always have a female lead?
Always.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Always the same one.
Got it.
What is cool is she is all this like technology, but it is a combining like indigenous, like tribal type of weaponry with futuristic stuff.
Yeah.
God.
Where is it? As the villain. Oh shoot! Oh, that's the actor dude. I forgot his name though.
Yeah.
His cinematic. Yeah, he's a real actor. Like he's a cinematic.
Yeah,
face.
A lot of these games have actual actors that they portray as characters.
Oh, so they started building them. I wonder what those checks look like, you know, to be digitized into a video game, like kind of forever, Horizon. That was actually pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's still a lot of more games, you know. Of course, there's going to be Cyberpunk 2077 and Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
God,
so, it's a good lineup.
Where's the damn gameplay? I gotta find it.
There she is. That was dope. Gorilla. Wonder what they do. Was that a manufacturer?
Or? They're the company that makes it. I think they're Swedish or Dutch company.
Yeah, Dutch. They used to make Killzone.
Yeah.
Ooh. She's sitting there. She's talking about it. Sorry, can't hear you guys. There's no more video. Is there any more games after that? That was the last gameplay, right?
Yeah, that was the last one.
Okay.
Assassin's Creed Valhalla gameplay.
But yeah, a really good reveal. I liked it a lot. Definitely some games that I'm definitely looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Resident Evil. Of course, Spider-Man.
Yep.
Interested in Project Athia. Excited for Demon Souls, and of course Horizon Forbidden West. So,
those are your top. Bruno, what are your tops?
I mean, Assassin's Creed, Horizon for sure. Mm-hmm. Godfall.
Okay.
Oh, Gran Turismo for sure. Ratchet, I'm very interested in that too.
Yeah, Ratchet. Yeah.
Destruction All Stars, the one with the cars and.
Watch Kenna. Watch Kenna, and tell me this doesn't look like a damn Disney Pixar movie.
All right, let's check it out. Yeah, definitely. Next time, I'm gonna make sure we get the video. We can start showing people what we're talking about, even if we're commenting on some gameplay or character. We'll just put it up there. Hopefully, it transitions well after this is all said and done. What?
Wow. No. That's not it.
This isn't the game.
No. That's return. That's goodbye.
Oh,
goodbye, Volcano.
Yeah. You gotta go back.
Oh, I gotta go back. Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah, this is a strange game. The character is a little strange.
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay, so we keep going.
Oh, yeah, that's her.
Yeah. Okay. This is not her, so it's gonna go into her next. Oh, this is that card game we were talking about with it.
Watch it.
This is the one we were talking about, the cars where it's like the adult Rocket
League. All-Stars.
Yeah. And so it's like Apex Legends, Rocket League, and
you
Fortnite
can evolve
all
the cars,
together.
you can put attachments on the car, shields, stuff like that, more power. That
that's probably gonna be a
that
fun,
little twist
fun
of
game.
You being able to get out of the car and jump and run around the field and jump on top of other cars. It's just
so I wonder. I bet you probably could jump out of a car and jump into somebody else's and like take theirs or something.
I don't know if you can jump inside of somebody else's car. You can jump
that'd
on
be
top
cool.
of.
Yeah, that's what I said. I think that'd be cool. Like, if you could jump out of your car and land on top of somebody's, I mean, make it extremely hard, but you could take their car. Yeah, just hijack it. And then that goes into your collection. Because do they have any games? I mean, I guess they have it in Fortnite or like other games. You kill somebody, you pick up their guns, and you use it. But it'd be cool if you could keep it in your own personal collection.
Well, I mean, in this game, basically, you have to destroy the other car to win. So.
All
right,
here we go.
Got it. Oh, so okay, so here we go.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to the beginning of it.
Yes, it looks like it looks
that's,
like
that's the beginning.
Okay.
It looks like Mulan. Mm. A little bit like a Moana type. The way that
it gives me Moana vibes.
Looks like a Pixar game.
Yeah, it looks like you said people would watch this movie with a good storyline. Like if this was actually a movie, you didn't have to push any buttons, people would watch it.
Yep.
You know. And that's just kind of what I think as gameplay evolves, or just as gamers get really efficient at these games, where it's just seamless, like, you know, they're not restarting 100 times. They can just play a game straight through. Listen, I think that's gonna be a huge win for the gamer who knows how to do that, and then for the people who want to watch it. So, like, you become a professional. I mean, you're already a professional game player, but I mean a professional game player where you know every single ins and out of that game, and you can play it as if you never, you know where to jump and all that stuff. And I'm sure there's guys out there that are like that, but.
Yeah, there's a whole community of speedrunners and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what they're called?
Yeah.
Like, when you get the information, like, oh, yeah, this game from start to finish takes these many hours. These are people. Put it in this perspective.
Okay.
Call of Duty itself, and I've known this from experience, from seeing it, and from the community knowing it.
Yeah.
The first week, probably the first 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
You have guys already maxed out level.
Yeah. There's speedrunners that will look at everything, dissect the entire game, and look at what is the most optimal thing for me to finish this game as fast as possible.
Yep.
So they figure out all these strategies. I'll send you a video.
Yeah.
And the
I'd
most
like
interesting ones are Dark Souls speedrunning. Yeah.
They literally just do what really needs to be done. They don't do side stuff.
Right.
They do
like,
what needs
to be
done.
They body bosses like instantly and stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah,
I'd like to check it out. Now, is there anybody that you guys know of that did the whole campaign of Call of Duty just straight through?
I did.
And they streamed it?
Oh, stream, no.
Yeah, with no deaths, though. Like, no deaths, just straight through, whole campaign.
Anybody can do that. You just put it on easy. It's really easy, trust me.
Yeah.
They stop, they point at you, and you have time to shoot. No, I've done it. I mean, every Call of Duty that I had, I've passed the campaign before I played, just to get used to the gameplay.
Well, I've done that before, but I'm just saying, like, you don't die. Like, you just start, finish, boom, 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 next, boom, 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 next, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
Anything else you wanted to add, Bruno, about the presentation?
I mean,
what we saw, PS5 in general, what you want to see, what you want to look forward to, anything like
you know
that?
What I wish that they did, and I think but I think something that Xbox did. Was it my impression, or was there something about the controls having the back paddles on the Xbox?
Is there back paddles on the Xbox?
No, there's no back paddles on the new one.
Like a scuff controller?
I think I saw something. I don't know if that was like a concept or something like that, but I wish that they would have come out with something like that.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Like, there's so many, like, fake images and fake articles. Like, oh, they announced the price. It's $700. And you read the article, it's like, oh, it's a rumor, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, come on. But there's a lot of clickbait stuff out there.
But I really wish that they would have come out with a controller with those extra,
buttons on the bottom.
I just made my podcast episode about that. That's exactly what I talked about. Things I want.
I know the scuffs. I know. I heard your podcast.
Yeah, actually, I listened to it too, man. Your podcast is good. So,
keep it up.
I'll be listening every time you do it. I'll listen and I share it. So, you know, keep doing. You give a lot of interesting perspective. So, what did you guys think? Because when I was looking at the PlayStation, and the reason why I didn't know that the PlayStation 5, what you showed me was the PlayStation 5, they had that thing like a shoehorn or something like that. What was that? Was that just clickbait? Or was that a prototype, that ugly thing?
That was just a concept that someone made up.
And it just kept being shared, like random.
Okay. There were so many crazy concepts when they were talking about the reveal months ago.
Because I always kept seeing that one. And that's why I'm thinking it was going to look
like. That's the one that everybody liked. They had one that looked like an alarm clock that you had.
Yeah, exactly. And
the first day I saw that, I said, if they're coming out with that, I'm getting rid of my consoles and I'm going to console.
Well, listen, I was kind of hopeful. I was like, well, the Xbox one don't look too much better. These both look like pieces of junk.
It would still look better. Dennis, it would still look better than the Xbox. I'm sorry.
Nah, listen. My Xbox has not done this yet. They better not let me down because I'm a core Xbox fan, okay?
Yeah, but
I don't even know how to use the PlayStation controller, even though it's the same buttons. It's too small. It's
but
like,
think like this,
baby
it's,
hands.
It's been in the talk for a long since it started coming rumored that they were coming out with the new 5. That Sony was gonna try to change the meta and they were gonna try to start the future. And they've been revealing little by little for a while. Xbox had more than Microsoft had more than enough time to adapt their stuff to the future. And I don't see them doing it.
There's still time. We'll see what happens. But I think overall, either you get Xbox or PS5, there's a lot of cool stuff coming down the pipeline graphically, lots of spectacles and games to be excited about. And there's a bunch of games we know that are still in the works that they haven't revealed yet. So I can just imagine just the next God of War, the next Skyrim, the next, you know, like something like that. It's going to blow the roof off of everyone's house when they play it. You know,
that's true. So what do you guys think about this? Right. So clearly we all know with Smash, you can only play that on Smash. I know each system has its own game that is exclusive to their console. But as we get more and more crossplay, do you think that the manufacturers are going to get more stringent to keep their core audience, so where there isn't any crossplay, and have their own games that are exclusive to their system, like they tried before? Or do you think it'll loosen up to where if it's on PlayStation because of crossplay, I can play it on my Xbox? What do you guys think about that?
I just think money talks, and if Sony comes up to you and says, here's two truckloads of money for you to keep our game exclusive, then the company's going to do it. They don't care about crossplay or what other people want. They want money. So I think as long as, you know, I think it's going to be just like how our last generation is. Some games are going to be crossplay. Probably we're going to see more of it, honestly. We'll see more of it but there's always going to be console exclusives.
Everything multiplayer is probably going to be
DLC exclusives.
Yeah. Got it.
Oh, watch. The haptic feedback.
Haptic feedback.
Watch the analogs. Look.
Ooh.
The vibration.
It looks clean, boy. Wow. It looks clean.
And then the adaptive trigger, it can adapt to your gameplay, the way you play, the sensibility. Oh, it's... Oh,
that's crazy. That's a nice. Smart controller.
Oh, it's nice. It's nice. I'm happy they kept the headset jack. I thought they were going to get rid of it when they were saying it had their own thing. I was like, oh, there we go. But, I mean, it's... There's still a lot of stuff to be reviewed. We don't know if... Like, now, okay, there's a new PlayStation coming out. Are they going to change the PS Plus system? Is it going to maintain the policy the same way? Are they going to do, like, Xbox?
They said the online for PlayStation 5 is going to be free.
Oh, okay, that's different. So no more subscription like you got to do with Xbox.
That's what they said, but what they did, remember, on PS4 it started out free.
Yep, and then it started to get paid after.
So we'll see what happens.
And but not for nothing, once it started being a monthly payment, it ended up being a little better. The quality.
Of course.
Quality, yeah.
You got better. You're getting free stuff from the store, which is nice. So.
Sure. And you can play, and you can beat up other people on Call of Duty, because if you don't have it, you can't.
Yeah.
Freedom. That's true.
But yeah, that's pretty much all I got. I'm excited for PS5. I'm ready to, you know, break the bank, whatever it needs to be.
I'll be waiting. I never buy any console before the first full year.
Just wait because for all the bugs to get out.
Or not just that, games. What are you gonna buy a console with 4 games?
Okay. I don't know. It depends on the launch titles. I think the Spider-Man game might be a launch title. So.
Yeah, but like, there's no first person shooters, the multiplayer shooters. This, you know, I personally like to wait. Till today, I never bought any one of my consoles as at a launch. I always wait at least a year. Even the price goes down after past the year, it works. It tends to work out. So
I'm afraid that it's going to be hard to actually get one. Because they did say there's going to be a limited supply. I'm kind of worried that it's going to be really hard to get your hands on.
I believe that.
You know who's not going to like the new PS5 is like companies like GameStop.
Yeah.
Because of the digital version. People are not going to have to go to the store anymore to buy your games.
They should have known. I mean, GameStop's going under or whatever. Like...
No, I say GameStop, I say like Best Buy, Walmart, Target that sell games and stuff like that. They're not going to like that one bit.
Yeah, I mean, people are still going to be going to the stores to get the consoles and getting, you know, accessories. And there's people that are traditional that want the game, that want the disc versions.
Want the game.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be always people that are getting stuff like that, but... Yeah, everything's digital now.
Look at the Spider-Man, how it starts.
Oh, that's what it was. Oh, hold on. Yeah. It's we gotta wait for these unsolicited ads, people, while we go into the Spider-Man review.
I hope they put money in my account after this.
They should. Yeah. If you're listening to this, you can make sure you check us out on YouTube, because you can watch it. You'll be able to watch all the commentary.
Spider-Man, the way it starts.
I didn't even know this was Spider-Man. Like, as I was looking through the feeds, I was like, oh, wait, what is this?
I thought this was like a Marvel, like a Thor game, something like a Thor, the way the suit is, or Aquaman. But then now it starts changing.
Oh, that reminds me. We're supposed to be getting that Avengers game, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder if Marvel are going to come out like with
games. There's supposed to be an Iron Man.
Like this.
I think there's a new Iron Man that's going to be coming out for 4.
That was Spider-Man?
That was Spider-Man. That's the new Spider-Man. Peter Parker's dead.
Wow. Okay. How'd he die?
Kingpin. He's not dead. Well, he came back, true. But Kingpin originally killed him.
Okay.
Then Morales was able to get him back.
Yo, so this is the game? This looks dope. I'd play this.
It's good. It's good. And it's the only... And Miles Morales is the only dark-skinned Spider-Man from all the Spider-Mans in the Spider-Man multiverse.
There's a girl, there's a pig, and all the other ones are
He said there's a girl, there's a pig? Really? Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes, there is. But it's the only one, and it's interesting that they do come out with a game as me and him.
Wow. That's the actor's name, or that's the character's
that's
name?
That's the character's name, like Peter Parker.
Okay. Okay. What's his name? Sam Morales?
Miles.
His father's NYPD.
Got it. Oh, here goes our Grand Theft.
No, it's Gran Turismo. Yes.
I'm telling you, man. Those cars too pretty, man. I'd be wrecking them. Crashing. I'd hurt my feelings.
The game is just beautiful.
Yeah, like I said, games you could just watch.
Literally,
if you're a car fan, you can literally just watch that.
I love it.
Doesn't matter who's playing. Yeah.
I think it is. The cockpit.
Does Gran Turismo have a big competitive scene or not really?
Oh, hell yeah.
There's a Gran Turismo scene.
Oh, there is?
Okay. Yeah, there's a competitive scene.
Very good. Oh, competitive. When this whole coronavirus thing started, they did online because there was no Formula One. Old Formula One guys and new ones and guys from all other car things, they did an online competition. Dude, there was guys with like $50,000 setups playing. You can see the videotape, the whole car setup inside of their house. But there's a big thing.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I seen that FIFA has been doing a lot during the corona that they've been running some type of
FIFA league.
FIFA league, like legit FIFA league. Like I'm like, wow,
those legit players.
I'm just like, that's kind of crazy. And then also, what is it? I didn't know. I think it's a CS:GO. It did something with FanDuel. You can bet on them. Like it's now in FanDuel. You can bet on games.
CS:GO, Call of Duty, League of Legends.
Yeah,
and Rocket League.
Right, I'm just sitting here. I'm like, yo, that's crazy. You can now bet on these games. Like, it's in FanDuel.
I know DraftKings has that. I think FanDuel also has it.
I think I saw it on FanDuel, but
they both do it.
Definitely was surprised to see that.
It's about time. You
know, place a bet.
Because, there's actual sites that are just gambling for esports.
Yeah, that's been going on for a little while now.
There's some of these teams are actually are sponsored by them.
Wow, mm-hmm. That's crazy. How that works and stuff.
There's a lot.
What if it's like rigging games, just like you rig anything other game, but that's a little bit easier. You just don't hit the trigger button or crash on purpose.
Yeah, but you're talking about the best players in the world going up against each other. If you see something that just looks very out of character, something ain't right there.
He wouldn't have missed that shot, or that was an easy turn, or...
These guys got too much money invested in terms of publicity and sponsors and stuff that they'd lose.
Yeah.
I mean, it has happened.
Yeah.
People got caught, and then they're out. They can never come back. Yeah.
All right. I figured that, because I'm like, money's involved, and... Yeah, you just take a dive here, miss a shot there. But I understand it's a little bit more stringent because it's the industry is so new, and you don't want to be that guy, you know, right now. Because you mess it up for yourself and for everybody else, and then nobody will touch you after that.
Yeah, I mean, if you get caught, you can never enter a competition again.
Yeah, and it's not worth it because the industry is only getting bigger, so I get
And not for nothing, the only way you would be able to affect the game is if you're the top player that's playing that day that's going to ruin it. It's not going to be like the mid-tier guy or the lower-tier guy because that doesn't make much of a difference. It's the top players, the best players. Those are the ones and you would never see that because it's out of character.
They're winning bigger. Well, and I guess they're winning. They're winning at the end of the day. Right. So
this is the ratchet game.
A bigger pot just for the, you know. Well, I mean, I guess the bets could be pretty big too. This is the what game?
Ratchet and Clank.
Ratchet and Clank.
This is the gameplay. This is not the gameplay yet. This is the cinematics, but then they actually show the gameplay.
Okay. So, but yeah, I mean, just from chopping it up, the review of PlayStation 5 looks really dope. I mean, I want to see when Xbox, because I'm an Xbox fan, comes out, but I see what all the hubbub was about, so I'm glad we had a chance to, like, chop it up and talk about it. And at the end of the day, let the viewers, when they want to, they can kind of watch it and see some of the gameplay. Now, this is still in the cinema, right?
Yeah, cinematic. Okay.
Could be in-game cutscene. I mean,
could be. I mean,
it looks because it goes straight right into gameplay. Seamless.
Oh, so, okay, yeah.
This
yeah.
is probably so like how the game actually starts because it's going to be.
Yep, there you go. That's gameplay right now.
That Clank and Ratchet get separated. That's when the actual stuff starts.
So he always rides like a little roach or something.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's going through the different worlds seamlessly. That's what you were saying before, right?
No. Yeah, like how do you render this like without loading? It's only because of the crazy SSD.
Dang.
Yep. No loading, no buffing.
Whole new world. Whole new gameplay. Look how good it looks.
Like they're just showing off. Like this is what it's for, to show off.
Yeah. Wow.
And I saw 3DLR. Oh, and this is the first console that's going to be compatible with 8K gaming. Right now you have 4K. Yeah. This is going to be the first one that you can play 8K.
So what is it? What is 8K gaming for?
Like you have, the 4K TVs, which is the
cool. Yeah.
Like the next ones that are starting to come out are 8K. So it's even clearer, better, more crystal, more beautiful. Like it's
yeah. I mean, this looks 1080p this looks HD great.
Times yeah. 8.
Yep. Wow.
It's gonna be.
Insane. I mean, that looks great. Just that right there, man.
It's like imagine making a computer with the best parts that are out there right now. That's probably what it
is. Is there any games out there right now that allow you to put your face on the gameplay?
Yeah, and that there's been games that you can
back in the day there was
facial mapping.
Yeah, and put, you know, like into the game. So I was just curious.
Yeah.
I think there was, yeah.
It's been around for a while, but it's just, I don't know. Sometimes it's a little bit janky.
Okay. Well, with that 8K you're talking about, I'm just curious. I'm like,
could be.
Okay. I'll watch myself play. I'll put myself
watch me
in a little
in the
hitman.
Game.
Yeah, I'll be a little hitman. You know, shave off a little whatever. I gotta put the little coat on the back.
Yeah, it's so funny because I remember back in the day they had, was it Rainbow Six, New Vegas, or one of them, and it had that. And I had the eye toy at the time. They scanned my face. But, like, the thing is, your face is just a static face. So it's like,
yeah.
It just looks weird. And every time you take cover, you just see me with a blank stare, just like unfazed by all these bullets coming past me.
You're just like.
Yeah. Just a blank ass there.
Oh, yeah. So, well, I don't know, guys. Are you ready to wrap it up for the people? Or we dropped it up?
Yeah, I'm good.
On them
I'm good. I'm
on
good.
One night.
That's a we really cut it down to the finest.
Yeah, man. So. We definitely gave a PS5 review for real.
It deserved it.
It did. It did.
So, yeah, I'm good. I got nothing left. Really happy with everything. So,
yeah,
for sure.
Nah, I am too. I mean, I'm happy we all were able to get on and chop it up. So hopefully we can do this again sometime. How'd you feel about the live or being able to say hi to the people?
Well, it's different than the regular.
It's a good time.
It's good. So. I mean, this is what everybody's doing right now. I mean, you have the regular podcast, but this is. This is the future.
Yeah, people want to see us. People want to see us. So, all right, who wants to close out the show? I opened it. Somebody else can close it.
Elvis, go ahead. You're the guest.
Yeah, I just want to say thanks again for having me on the show, getting a chance to speak my truth and my thoughts. But everyone that tuned in to watch, I appreciate you guys, especially those taking the time out of your day, hear our thoughts, and definitely follow Long Island Gaming League. We got a Facebook page, a website, we're on Twitter, all that, Instagram. Definitely check us out. If you want to find out more about us, if you want to tune into my podcast, the Ether Podcast, it's on Spotify, and you can go check that out. It's called Take the Points and Run. So you can check out my episodes. Again, I talk about gaming. I talk about just different things that are going on in the industry, fighting games and all that, just various topics. I'm also on social media. You can follow me at Ether the Reaper, and also on Instagram at Ether the Reaper. You guys, you want to plug in your social media?
Definitely. You guys can follow me actually on Twitch now. That's where basically I'm at. It's twitch.tv/hood_1983. That's my tag. I mean, I'm mostly playing Call of Duty, like we all do. But that's basically around that. But yeah, I mean, even if you can find us through the Long Island Gaming League, through all their social media, they connect with us all. So, I mean, besides being part of the Long Island Gaming League, we have our own little thing going on. But at the same time, we do play all together through the Long Island Gaming League. So whenever you guys want to follow us, look for us. We're there.
Me, I don't really have I ain't got much. You know, if you want to see me on Twitch, LI Gaming League, I play a lot of Apex Legends. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm like Ghost. Hey, before we get off, you guys want to play some Call of Duty after this? Just curious. Throw that out there. Just thought I'd throw it out there. We're all here. I don't know. It's kind of late. But
it's almost midnight.
I'm down.
We was vibing. We might as well just go into the game. So, all right. Elvis, thanks for closing this out.
Yeah, thanks everyone who watched again. Appreciate your time. And, keep following us. Keep looking out for more YouTube videos and all that jazz. And we'll see you guys next time. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.